If therefore there is any exhortation in Messiah, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tender mercies and compassion, make my joy full by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, doing nothing through rivalry or through conceit, but in humility, each counting others better than himself, each of you not just looking to his own things, but each of you also to the things of others. Have this in your mind, which was also in Messiah Yahushua, who, existing in the form of Elohim, didn't consider equality with Elohim a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death. Yes, the death of the cross. Therefore Elohim also highly exalted him, and gave to him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Yahushua every knee should bow, of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Yahushua Messiah is Master, to the glory of Elohim the Father. So then, my beloved, even as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is Elohim who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and arguing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of Elohim without defect, in the middle of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you are seen as lights in the world, holding up the word of life, that I may have something to boast in the day of Messiah, that I didn't run in vain nor labor in vain. Yes, and if I am poured out on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. In the same way you also should be glad and rejoice with me. But I hope in Master Yahushua to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered up when I know how you are doing. For I have no one else like-minded who will truly care about you. For they all seek their own, not the things of Yahushua Messiah. But you know that he has proved himself. As a child serves a father, so he served with me in furtherance of the good news. Therefore I hope to send him at once, as soon as I see how it will go with me. But I trust in Yahuwah that I myself also will come shortly. But I thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, fellow soldier, and your apostle and servant of my need, since he longed for you all, and was very troubled because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick nearly to death. But Elohim had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, that I might not have sorrow on sorrow. I have sent him therefore the more diligently, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in Yahuwah with all joy, and hold such people in honor, because for the work of Messiah he came near to death, risking his life to supply that which was lacking in your service toward me.